Mm-hmm. So now the topic is heating up. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back. Dear listeners, thank you for staying with us. We'll be back in no time. We are discussing some very interesting stuff in here. I have with me Bita and Zainab, and we're enjoying today's session. So we were talking about the characteristics, the flaws of our characteristics that we're not aware of it. We do claim that lying is a bad thing, but we do that. Unfortunately, we believe that backbiting is not a good thing, but we do that. And the list could go on if we talk about it. So we were just saying that these people, actually human beings, because we're not talking about strangers, people, aliens who are coming from another universe.
Some people go on the extreme side and they are the fault finders.
Yeah.
They are a group of people who seek for others' faults. Mm-hmm. And this group of people are more dangerous.
The center of our attention.
Yes.
Yes. So we said that they actually lack some sort of, I don't know how to say it.
Self-confidence.
Yes, self-esteem. They lack something in their characteristic. And mentally, they might not be as healthy as other people are. Because when, as just Zainab said, when you go to extreme borders, then it becomes a sickness. And you have to find a way to solve it, to cure it. How is it, at the very first step, to come to conclusion that I have this bad feature? How to accept it? Is there any method? Have you ever experienced it yourself?
I think there is a method. You know, mm-hmm. And I think this method is just communication with other people.
Yeah.
When you communicate, when you are the person who criticizes others, others will criticize you too.
Mm-hmm.
And this criticism will make you grow, more stronger in something.
But many times, Bita, people are scared of even sharing. Just as Zainab mentioned mm-hmm. the example, people are even scared of sharing their criticism with you.
It's not about being scared or something. It's you are not sure of yourself. You are, you don't have that much of self-confidence to tell someone that you are doing something wrong or right.
Yes.
And this is the problem, I think. First of all, you have to agree on the point that we are not perfect. We can grow. We can be better. And this is the solution only. You have to first understand where you are and then go towards this place. And then when you are trying to be better, you can trust yourself. And this trust makes you braver to, express whatever you want to express in the society. But the thing is, I think the solution is when other people criticize you. When other people criticize you, no matter how ignorant you are, you will think about it.
The first step is to, one, to have the wish to know about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Use knowledge.
Yeah. So, Zainab, what about you?
As well, you know what? You said how to realize that you're doing something wrong or you're having a bad characteristic. I think one way could be to see the effect or the influence of your behavior on other people.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, when you say, for example, when you're joking with your friend, you're laughing with your friend.
That's very delicate. The thing that you're mentioning is very delicate, actually.
You know, yes. And when you see you're just joking, you're laughing with your friend. And suddenly you see that she changes her face.
Yeah.
And you feel that she becomes sad.
She'll back
up.
Yes.
Yes. And that moment is the moment that you must think about your behavior.
Yeah.
You know, there is a definite way for every one of us to realize whether our conduct is good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that some people just neglect others.
Yes.
Yes. They neglect others' sad feelings. And some others care about them.
So selfishness is another reason
mm-hmm.
why we do not want to admit who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and recently I've been reading something somewhere,
mm-hmm.
which was very interesting to me. It was a psychological article. It said that if you want to know yourself more, ask your close ones, like your family, like your friends, like a colleague, whoever that is with you. Try to ask them about your characteristic and ask them, tell me 3 points about my characteristics.
Three positive points.
Yes, positives and negatives.
Yes.
And then as you consider the list, you make a list out of these things, and then you put everything together like a puzzle. And then at the end, you would come with a conclusion. What is the thing that's been repeated about you? Whatever that's been repeated about you is the thing that really exists in you, whether it be good or bad.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
You know, I've got a question, if you allow me to ask you about it.
Of course.
You know, the thing is, we're talking about backbiting or something like that. You hate, but you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a kind of clear reason that why we do this, despite the fact that we resent it, we hate it. There is this resentment in us that we all know that, okay, we don't like to do, for example, backbiting. But why we do it?
Like something is poisonous and
we
still
it.
Try it.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because
I know.
It has been hidden in our nature.
The thing is, so it is about that resentment. It means that this resentment is not really true. It's fake. Is it a matter?
No. You know, it's not about being fake or not. You know, I guess that when something is bad, we already know it's bad. But as we are human beings, we try everything. And since I'm enjoying it, since nobody is telling me about it, I feel that the dagger in my tongue is not bothering anyone. But I'm not considering the fact that, just as Zainab said, many people are getting hurt. So when I do not feel about other people, when I'm a selfish person, when I think that I'm doing everything right and I'm the paragon of goodness everywhere, then I will not think that what I'm doing is backbiting, what I'm doing is lying, what I'm doing is hypocrisy, what I'm doing is just hurting other people, breaking other people's heart. So I think it's pretty much, to some extent, it is natural. But just as I told you, when it comes to an extreme point, I believe that it needs even a therapist.
Considering the religious aspect of the story, there are lots of narrations from our infallible imams that help us and those fault finders to make their situation better. You know, there is a narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam saying that he asks people not to rush in reproaching others for their sins.
Yeah.
Because God might have forgiven them. And on the other hand, Imam Ali says to consider and not to underestimate our own sins, because our small sins in our eyes might lead us into torture and to Gehenna and very difficult situations. And if those people consider these
little things, then they would
change. These teachings, yes, these lessons, there would be a whole different world.
You know that mystics do believe that, okay, it's a small sin, and even maybe after you repent, that you would be forgiven. Mm-hmm. But this small sin is a sign of disobedience to the person you love,
mm-hmm.
to Allah, that
mm-hmm.
is the Lord.
Yes.
So it is not a small.
Mm-hmm.
We do not
it's
have
small
a small
in your
sin.
Eyes.
Yes,
yes,
yes. It does seem small, but it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have it in our narration that do not accuse other people for the wrong things they do, because you're not going to die before you test it yourself.
Yes.
So that was all. We were talking about bad features that we might have, and we do not actually accept them. Thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, may Allah protect you.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا Let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.
in the limelight. In the United States, Democrats have called for an investigation into flights which took Venezuelan asylum seekers from Texas to Martha's Vineyard under allegedly false pretenses. Please stay with us for more. The British newspaper The Guardian has more on this story. Democratic lawmakers have called on the US Justice Department to investigate whether Florida and Texas officials broke any federal laws when they moved dozens of Venezuelan asylum seekers from Texas to Martha's Vineyard under allegedly false pretenses. The letter from the congressional representatives, Jerry Connolly, Sylvia Garcia, Ted Lieu, and dozens of other Democrats followed the emergence of a report in which a 27-year-old Venezuelan said he was paid $200 by a mystery figure known as Perla to find people outside the San Antonio Migrant Center in Texas to board a flight. The Venezuelan migrant, who was called Emmanuel, told the San Antonio Report that he gave Perla contact information for at least 10 other migrants. As the federal government retains jurisdiction over cases that involve interstate travel, we request the Department of Justice to investigate whether any federal funds were used to operate a fraudulent scheme and request the Department of Justice make a determination as to whether officials in both Texas and Florida violated federal laws, the letter said. At least one criminal investigation has already been opened up into the situation by a Texas sheriff. And Congressional Representative Jerry Connolly and others say the Justice Department should do the same. Multiple media reports have depicted how the asylum seekers had been misled once they arrived in Texas and were incorrectly told they were being flown to Boston, Massachusetts. It is alleged that immigration officials knowingly falsified mailing addresses for the migrants by selecting arbitrary homeless shelters across the United States, with the expectation that migrants would be required to contact the wrong agency, the letter said. Details have not yet emerged about the planning and execution of the plan, which was spearheaded by the office of the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has defended his administration's actions and denied that migrants were misled by him or his administration. The Democrats pointed out that the migrants were used in what was called a political stunt, where fleeing communism, authoritarianism, and violence, having walked thousands of miles for what they called a dignified life. U.S. Justice Department officials have so far declined to comment. The website commondreams.org has more on this story. More than 40 House Democrats on Friday, 23rd of September, urged the Biden Justice Department to open up an investigation into Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's inhumane scheme that transported dozens of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, alleging the Republican leader and other officials involved may have violated federal laws. Harrowing interviews and reports reveal officials in Florida intentionally misled the migrants to believe they would be flown to Boston, Massachusetts to receive expedited work papers, the 44 Democratic lawmakers wrote in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Instead, the deceived migrants were packed onto buses, put onto two privately chartered flights, and prohibited from taking photographs of the journey that made two unannounced stops before landing in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, the letter continues. It is alleged that immigration officials knowingly falsified mailing addresses for the migrants by selecting arbitrary homeless shelters across the United States, with the expectation that migrants would be required to attend court proceedings as early as next week in states thousands of miles away or face forced removal. Spearheaded by Representative Jerry Connolly, Sylvia Garcia, Ted Liu, and Mondaire Jones, the letter calls on the Justice Department to investigate whether any federal funds were used to operate a fraudulent scheme and requests the Department of Justice make a determination as to whether officials in both Texas and Florida violated federal laws. The actions of the officials in Texas and Florida were not only fundamentally cruel and uniquely un-American, there remains a likelihood that federal laws were indeed violated, the House Democrats wrote. Dozens of migrants arrived in Massachusetts last week after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, in partnership with the GOP-aligned aviation firm Vertol Systems, arranged for them to be flown to Martha's Vineyard from San Antonio, Texas, using human beings as props for political messaging. A Texas sheriff on Monday launched a criminal investigation into the ploy, which he said preyed upon the vulnerable migrants. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who has engaged in similar schemes, insists he wasn't involved in the flights organized by the Florida government. On Tuesday, some of the Venezuelan asylum seekers filed a federal class action lawsuit, alleging that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Transportation Secretary designed and executed a premeditated, fraudulent and illegal scheme centered on exploiting this vulnerability for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial and political interests. Numerous state-level officials, including Massachusetts Representative Dylan Fernandez, have demanded a federal probe, characterizing the Florida governor's actions as fraud, kidnapping, deprivation of liberty and human trafficking. Members of Massachusetts' congressional delegation, meanwhile, have pressured the U.S. Treasury Department to investigate the matter, citing possible abuse of federal funds. Additionally, Florida State Senator Jason Pizzo, a Democrat, has filed a lawsuit aiming to bar Ron DeSantis from spending any more taxpayer money under migrant flights. In their letter on Friday, the 44 House Democrats stressed that the federal government retains jurisdiction over cases that involve interstate travel and should intervene. The Baxter County, Texas Sheriff's Office has already opened a criminal investigation into this scheme, they wrote. We urge your department to do the same and conduct a thorough investigation and deliver accountability to those that violated the law.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked in
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant fact.
Imamat yek asl zinde ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama Speech on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Husseini Qumi. Stay tuned.
از جمله واژه‌هایی که گاهی مورد ستم قرار می‌گیره همین واژه صبر.
Among the terms that are sometimes distorted in meaning are sabr or patience and forbearance. This term has been used frequently in Islamic texts and hadith. Sabr does not mean to be oppressed and does not defend your right. Prophet Muhammad used to always say utlub haqqak, which means ask for your right. This means to be after your rights and not be oppressed, whether it is your personal life or social life.
یه حدیث خیلی خیلی کوتاه ولی خیلی زیباست. من میخونم، شما تو ذهنتون حتما میمانه.
Prophet Muhammad, in a very short but beautiful hadith, stated, "A person who is trapped by the deceptions of others is neither rewarded nor admired by Allah." We Muslims must be careful not to be trapped easily. Sometimes we are trapped by our wrong decisions, and still we want Allah to solve our problems. We must be responsible for our deeds. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Husseini Qumi. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Cultural news, social news,
scientific news, artistic news, with delight.
Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape. But the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
Ecuador's Galapagos National Park is testing different coral replanting methods in an effort to restore fragile underwater ecosystems around local islands.
These corals are important because they are recyclers in the ocean. They convert all the CO2 into oxygen. These corals are important because they are refuges, nurseries, and nursery areas for some fish species.
Coral reef die-offs affect the marine food supply chains and are considered a major climate tipping point. The experimental project is run by park rangers and volunteers in a bay on Santa Cruz Island. Since 2020, they have tested how corals reproduce when they are placed on surfaces like bricks, cement, or tied together and strung on metal frames. They're growing samples in a nursery before adding them to bay. The rangers are reporting improvements with the appearance of new fish near the replanted corals.
A free climber known as the French Spider-Man scales a 48-story skyscraper in Paris to fulfill a goal he set for himself once he reached the age of 60.
A few years back, I promised myself that the day I turn 60, I have to climb the total tower. Because 60 years old marks retirement age in France, and so I thought this would make a very good nod.
Alain Roberts says this building is not as hard as others he has climbed. The French Spider-Man has ascended over 100 of the world's tallest buildings, including the Sydney Tower, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, amongst many others. Roberts says he spent 2 decades climbing mountains before attempting urban climbs. Using his rock climbing experience, he sometimes carries a small bag of climbing chalk to help him grasp the small protrusions of building walls. Many of his climbs can last several hours. The 60-year-old daredevil says he wants to give people the message that age is a number and one can still be active and do sports. A Palestinian farmer has discovered an ancient Byzantine-era mosaic when preparing to plant an olive tree on his plot of land in the Gaza Strip. The farmer and his son have been carefully excavating the area for 3 months since spring. The pair dug out 3 patches, revealing glimpses of an ornate mosaic with intricate images of birds, flora, and tile patterns. Its full size is roughly 23 square meters. The discovery has set off excitement amongst archaeologists. Experts say it is one of the most well-preserved specimens, with precision in graphics and richness in colors. According to archaeologists, the mosaic pavement dates back to the 5th and 7th centuries. Last month, another Palestinian farmer found a rare stone sculpture while working on his land, which dates back to around 2500 BC. They're back as India has revealed or released several of them into the grasslands of Kuna National Park after a 70-year absence in the country. The 8 radio-coloured African cheetahs made the long journey from Namibia. The big cats were released during a ceremony by Prime Minister Narendra Modi that coincided with his birthday. After their acclimation in the national park, they will be released into a 5-hectare spread of land in central India covered by grassland and forest. The felines will share the landscape with other animals and roam with leopards, sloths and striped hyenas. Their reintroduction is the culmination of a 13-year effort to restore the species, which vanished from the country decades ago. Another 12 cheetahs are expected to join the fledgling Indian population next month from South Africa. With more funding, the country hopes to gradually increase the population of cheetahs to around 40.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
World Cleanup Day unites millions of volunteers, governments and organizations to tackle the global waste problem and build a sustainable world. People in several countries joined the efforts again for a waste-free world. Volunteers were seen in mangrove forests in the suburb of Bangkok. They collected more than 1.5 tons of rubbish in just a few hours. Trash picking events were also held in the Philippines and Vietnam. In Hanoi, hundreds, mostly students armed with metal tongs and sacks, walked along major roads. They said their aim is to raise awareness about protecting the environment. In Manila, people cleaned up the city's beaches that are major tourist attractions. The annual cleanup day has been running for over a decade. From divers collecting marine debris to children picking up trash on beaches have just one goal: make our planet a cleaner place.
Chinese astronauts are celebrating their first ever mid-autumn festival in outer space while sharing their otherworldly experience with people on Earth. The crew had a close-up view of the moon from China's Tiangong space station and their third month in space. On the occasion, the ground crew organized a series of celebrations, including a family reunion for the astronauts. The ground crew also prepared elaborate food packages that had been prepared before the launch of the spacecraft. Typically, the traditional festival is kicked off by the first viewing of the full moon on the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. Despite being able to see the moon rise and set 16 times a day, the astronauts say the moon is special on this occasion. Forestry authorities in southwestern China have opened a new canteen for wild Asian elephants in a bid to stop them wandering into villages. The canteen in Yunnan province provides the animals with attractive and nutritious meals while exploring man-animal harmonious coexistence. During these years, the province has explored multiple ways to reduce the encounters between humans and elephants and try to keep the animals away from farmers' crops. There are now approximately 1,400 hectares of dining halls for elephants, with many expanding from 100 to 240, such as corn, rice and sugarcane. They are planted on a large scale and within easy reach of the elephants. The location of such canteens is extremely selective, usually away from villages and major roads, and the chefs are locals. Most of the time, you have to visit an exhibition to see art. But what if art comes to see you instead? Well, a group of artists in Mali have created a floating art venue that will travel up and down the River Niger. It's called the Pirogue du Zem, which is a floating vessel. It's designed to host plays, exhibitions, dance shows, and so much more. The idea is to make art a movable feast that is no longer restricted to fixed venues in cities and accessible to old people. The project was created by a local artist and architect who had a vision to bring art to the masses. The vessel is 20 meters long and 6 meters wide, built with storage and enough space for exhibition. Government officials say the floating venue will showcase Mali's talents and creativity while attracting tourists.
Colombia is known for its tourist attractions and is full of breathtaking natural sights such as beaches, mountains, deserts, and forests. The South American nation is also one of the few places that give tourists the chance to have an encounter with whales. Every year, from July to October, domestic and foreign tourists flock to Colombia's Pacific coast to catch a glimpse of humpback whales. The large animals reach the coast after traveling thousands of kilometers from Antarctica and southern Chile. But for visitors, there are strict rules to help preserve the area and the whales. Tourists are now being welcomed for whale watching after a two-year hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is also the time when humpback whales start their reproductive process. Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Salam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
alhamdulillah,
you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So Fawad Haider, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 19, or verse number 19 of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, it is also another example that Allah Almighty exemplifies, okay, the situation or the condition of the hypocrites. Okay, so in the previous ayah we had an example. Here as well we have an example. So before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
So how was the recitation? Did you
great,
like it?
Nice.
Yes.
So
yes,
alhamdulillah. Now we will be reciting, okay? Let's see. Do you like your own voice or no? Your own recitation?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق
يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت
يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت
والله محيط بالكافرين
والله محيط بالكافرين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty exemplified them as like, for example, you are in a hall or somewhere where is too much torches, you have lights, okay? And suddenly at once you lose all the lights and there's nothing you can see. You're kind of in a full darkness. So that is a very difficult situation. Okay, but this time Allah Almighty makes another example of them. Like suppose, okay, whenever it's like thunder and rainstorm, yes? So it creates a very dangerous voice, yes? Noises you hear from the sky.
Yes.
Thunderstorms, yes? Lightning. So is it scary or no? So
yes.
People, when it's too much loud, okay, people even put their fingers on their ears not to hear it, yes? Not to go deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
So much. And sometimes even you, okay, close your eyes so the lightning does not hit your eyes. Okay? Or you just go in the room, okay, pull up the curtains, okay, everything. So nothing dangerous happens.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? So you're kind of feeling this danger. Yes?
Yeah.
And you're covering your eyes, for example. You're covering your ears, okay? Not to hear, not to see. In order to be safe. Okay? So Allah Almighty makes a good example here. Allah Almighty says that these hypocrites, okay, whenever the Prophet is trying to invite them to goodness, invite them to Islam, invite them to believe, okay, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا leave, okay? They put their fingers on their ears, okay? As if it's lightning. So they think like if we put our fingers on our ears, okay? And if we do not hear him, we'll be safe. Okay? And also, they, for example, close their eyes, okay? Not to see the Islam, the message of Islam, not to see the goodness of Islam. Because in their understanding, okay, Islam is the wrong path.
Yes.
Inna nahnu mustahzi'un. Innama nahnu mustahzi'un. They say yes.
Yeah.
We're making fun of them and we are with you. We are in the right path. Forget about them. Don't care about them. So, but Allah Almighty says that they are doing this. Okay? Wallahu muhitun bil kafirin. Allah Almighty is someone who besieges everyone, and Allah Almighty is the one who besieges, who has the control over the kafirin, okay? Over the non-believers. And Allah Almighty knows what is their future. Certainly they are in hellfire, because they do not return back. In the previous ayah we had this, فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Yeah, they will not return back to Islam.
Yes.
So if that is the case, okay, they will certainly go to hellfire.
Yes.
Allah Almighty is the most forgiving, but at the same time, He is also the most punishing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The most punishing. It does not mean that, oh, do whatever you want. Do not believe. Inshallah, before your death, I will say, Amantu billah wa rasuli. No, you will not get the chance. Okay? So, Allah Almighty will punish you, certainly.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So that's all about this ayah. A simple explanation, but inshallah, make sure you refer to the Tafsir book, okay? Interpretations. And so let's go on, inshallah, work on the tajweed rules. Awka sayyibim minas sama. The first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter sad. Awka sayyibim. Ka sayyibin. Tanween fawad. Tanween we have. After tanween we have mim. Awka sayyibin minas sama. So tanween plus mim.
Idgham.
Idgham. Surely idgham. You merge them. أو كصيبين, not بنمي, no. Okay? Not tanwin sound. It will be a meme sound.
Yes.
أو كصيبين. So, now we had two types of idgham. With غنى and without غنى. Which one is this?
With غنى.
With غنى. Superb. يمون. Yes?
Yes.
أو كصيبين من السماء. أو كصيبين. Just stay there a little, okay? Prolong it. For two counts. Ghunna also you have. أو كصيب من السماء. سماء. We have Hamza. We have Alif Mad. Both are in the same word. السماء. So Mad is Maddul. Ja is Munfasil or Wajib Muttasil.
Wajib.
Wajib Muttasil. Because both are in the same word.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
So. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق فيه ظلمات الله الله pronunciation of the letter الله make sure you do it well ظلمات ورعد فيه ظلمات تن sorry فيه ظلمات وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ. So three tanween we have. Now, yeah. let's take a look. So we must have one of those four rules. فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ plus?
Wow.
What rule is applied?
إِخْفَى.
MashaAllah, Ali Nasir.
No,
but that was wrong.
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام, yes. ظُلُمَاتُ. With غُنَّة.
Yes.
فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتُ. ظُلُمَاتُ. Okay, وَرَعْدٌ plus wow.
إِدْغَام
again with غُنَّة. وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرُقُ. If you stop here, in some of the writings of the Quran Karim, okay, new prints, we have a jim on the top. Does your Quran have that?
No.
قُلُ مَا تُوَّ وَرَعْدُ وَبَرْقُ.
No.
It
doesn't have any sign?
No.
Okay, no problem. You can make a pause here, but it's better to connect it. So here, now, وَبَرْقٌ, if you join it to the next word, يَجْعَلُونَ, so the tanween dhamma will be merged with the
yeah,
and it's called
idgham
with ghunna. So now let me recite this.
فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون.
All right, برق. If you stop here, برق. The qaf has a sukun on the top. It has to be bounced. The sound has to be bounced.
Qalqala.
Yes. Like you tickle someone, okay?
Yeah.
And he jumps once. Yes? Baruqa. So, the next part, yaj'aluna, jim has to be bounced also.
Yaj'aluna asabi'ahum. Asabi'ahum.
Heavy letter. Fi adhanihim mad. Ya maddi. Fi. Plus Hamza. Both are in the same word or not?
No.
Adhanihim means their ears. Fi en. Adhanihim, two words.
Yeah, yeah. Separate.
Yeah, adhanihim, even four, three words. Him, yeah. The. Okay. Now, fi adhanihim. Mad. What about the mad?
Jaiz munfasil.
Jaiz munfasil. You're allowed to stretch the sound, and also you can skip the sound.
Fi adhanihim. Or fi adhanihim.
All right, you can skip.
Yes.
Or you can stretch. Next one. Min adhanihim. Aha. Mim sakin plus mim. Adhanihim. We had mim sakin plus mim. Idgham mithlain.
Aye.
Yes.
Idgham mithlain.
Yes.
Yes.
Fi adhanihim min as-sawa'iq hadar al-maut.
All right.
Yes.
صَوَاعِقِ حَذَقِ. Lightly pronounced. حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. حَذَرَ. Ra. Heavy one. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ. Hussein Ruhullah has to say this word. مُحِيطٌ. تَنْوِن فَتْحَ. بِالْكَافِرِينَ. It starts with ba.
It is... إِدْغَام. Not إِدْغَام. Not
إِخْفَام. Not إِخْفَام.
Iqlab.
Iqlab. Not Iqlab or Iqlab?
No, it is Iqlab.
No, not yes. Izhar, yes? So Iqlab.
Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. Muhitum.
When you say meme, your lips, okay, touch. Meme. But when you say half meme, they do not touch.
Wallahu muhitum.
There is a little space. Yeah? So that's all about this.
Yes.
The rules of this ayah, Tajweed rules. Now, I will recite. You repeat after me, okay? Because we don't have much time to recite separately. Okay.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Make sure you apply all the rules, okay?
Inshallah.
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق.
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق.
أحسنت.
يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت.
يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت.
أحسن. Pronunciation of the letter صا. من الصوا صا سانو
صواعق حذر الموت. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
Make sure it's not a complete meme.
وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
والله محيط بالكافرين.
Yeah, great, thank you. Like you close your mouth a little like this.
Yes.
So thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. Step by step, we're going to finish the Quran in Karim, yes?
Inshallah.
So in the next session, inshallah, we'll be working on the next ayah. I really recommend you stay with us. But before we end, thanks to Allah Almighty who has given us the chance. And also thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools that they are holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. Thank you so much for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.